Welcome back to Life's a Vibe Unfiltered with yours truly, the host, Emily. Hopefully y'all are having a great week. Hopefully last week was good. Just to recap, last week's episode was on friendship. So hopefully you guys took some time and did some evaluation on your friends and created some boundaries if you needed to, or showed love. So hopefully that all went good. This week, I'm going to be talking about visualization and manifesting. So primarily visualization, for me, this was my most successful way of manifesting, for sure. So that's why I wanted to talk and converse with y'all about it today. So I'm going to just start off with a plain old definition, and then I'm going to put it in my own words and put some spice on it, okay? So visualization is a formation of mental visual images. Okay, so yes, definitely that's what it is. Definition is correct. However, I like to put my little spin on it. So to me, visualization is the ability to visualize in your mind something so specific yet attainable, and I will get to that later, and being able to be calm and allow yourself to take that energy and those feelings that you feel as you're visualizing and keep them inside and create that manifestation of those images. So, like I said, this was my most successful way of manifesting. And it really was that way because I learn by hands-on and sight, right? If I see something, and then even if I write it down, that's how I learn. So I'm going to give you guys the breakdown of what the steps that I did and followed to be successful in my visualization. I want to preface this with, this is going to be about like 30 minutes ish. Okay. So your visualization process. So first of all, get yourself in a room or an area where there's little to no interruptions. Now, if you are an audio person, like I'm very big into sounds and music, like that's, it feeds my soul, y'all. Really, it does though. So I would suggest to put on something calming and something that will allow you to focus, right? Not so much that you're singing along with or like dancing or whatever, but just a calming focus. Number two, try and think of the specific time frame that you would like to visualize and manifest for change. Okay, so whether that is a year, 3 years, a month, visualize that in a specific moment. So I was as specific as the time of year in my visualization towards the end of the last visualization cycle I just did. I was very specific on the time frame. With that being said, you don't have to be that specific, but it just helped me to be aware of my surroundings and the manifestation that's coming to life, okay? So that's number two, specific time in the future to focus on. Number three is imagine how you will feel, okay? So whatever that is that you're visualizing, imagine how that will feel, who you will be with, where you will be. So let's think of an example. So I'm going to say this Thanksgiving dinner. I love me some food, and it's football, y'all. That's my favorite holiday for sure. Okay, so imagine that you are visualizing a beautiful feast at Thanksgiving. Now, when you close your eyes, when I first started visualization, I closed my eyes just to help me really see the images. So close your eyes. Imagine who is all there. Imagine the energy in the room. Is there a lot of talking or is it quiet? What about the smells? right? Do you smell turkey? Is it more of the apple or pumpkin pie being baked? The casseroles, the dressing. Oh my gosh, y'all. I'm getting hungry now. But my point being is I want you to visualize all of your senses, okay? And when you're looking at that particular thing that you want, picture how it will smell, who will be around you, where you will be, and the time frame that you're in. The biggest tip that I can give you, just on a note of visualization, is to visualize your best possible but attainable future versus your greatest fantasy. So you can have a fantasy, but if it's not, like, let's say I wanted to be a WNBA player, like, that's a fantasy. I don't, but just an example, a fantasy versus something that's attainable. I want to get on a local basketball league. That's more attainable than the WNBA star. So I just wanted to give you guys that tip because it's very important that you're creating smart, future plans when it comes to visualization versus fantasy land. Okay, so we did number three. Number four, imagine yourself in a future where things have gone exactly how you've planned personally, professionally, and socially. Okay, so you see your visualization and now you're there. You're in the future. You're in the moment that you're visualizing. Everything happened just as it was supposed to. No hiccups, no roadblocks, no detours, no toxicity, no boundaries being crossed, nothing like that. Exactly how you planned. How do you feel personally? How are you excited? Are you filled with love? Is it compassion? Is it, I was going to say anger, but we probably aren't going to be visualizing something that would make us feel angry, I hope. So, how are you feeling in that exact moment? What do you look like? Is your hair different? Are you completely dolled up and going to receive an award or, maybe possibly an engagement or something? Like, who knows, right? And then also, not only personally, but professionally. Professionally, where are you at in your career? It doesn't mean that it has to be a clock in, clock out job. It can be entrepreneurship to whatever level. But this is again where you see your best self as everything was planned. Everything happened the way it was supposed to. Where do you see yourself professionally? And what is the environment around? So really think about that. And I would say for when you're thinking about it and visualizing it, I would take a full minute. And you can go ahead and set a timer, but I really think a full minute gives ample opportunity and energy to be given to that manifestation. So thirdly, socially, visualize yourself around your friend group. Or what do you like to do? Are you going to go on a trip somewhere? And you're visualizing the people around you. What are you guys doing? Are you going on tours? Are you swimming? Are you taking a jet ski out? Are you laying on the beach with a cocktail? So there's just be very specific, but take into account that you should be doing that, visualizing for personally, professionally, and socially for each about a minute, okay? And then the last one, number five, we're at the end. Write about your best possible self. So write, get out that journal. Hopefully you guys have it and are working through these episodes and taking notes. Write about it for 5 minutes. So write about your visualization of where you see yourself personally for 5 minutes, where you see yourself professionally for 5 minutes, and socially for 5 minutes. And really, what that's creating is that's creating more of a reality, like you believe it, right? You are in that moment in your future where everything went just as planned, and you're there. So write about that. The technique of manifestation and keep doing this. You can do it every day. I started with doing it 3 times a week, and now sometimes I do it more. I do it once a week, though. So really take that time and practice, get into the swing of things. And this is just one version of how to visualize during manifesting. Sitting in a room, like I said, no little to no interruptions. I want to get into the beautiful possibilities of visualization on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet, whatever you use. It is so crazy the ability that we have. We can create a vision board, right? And some people call it a dream board. I want to call it a vision board. Okay, so I use Pinterest a lot. That's like my go-to. It's like my creative little hub spot. So I saved a whole bunch of pins that I felt I wanted for my future. Then I went back to my pins and I really deleted the ones that didn't speak to me anymore. And I put the ones that were very strong to me, like I felt very strongly about. I put those in a manifestation board. I created a board labeled manifestation and I put those on there or pin them in there. So then what I did is I went on Canva because I love Canva and I put those images on there. And that was my vision board. I created a board that I can have on my phone, my iPad, my desktop. I can have it wherever. So I look at that frequently. If you're more digital speaking versus quiet room, I would definitely suggest that for you, especially because, like I said, it's at your hands, at the tip of your fingers, whenever you need it. Or if you have a moment, you can take, 5 minutes and close your eyes and look at that board that you created and visualize yourself in those moments. So that is digital side of it. With that digital side, I wanted to go over music. I think I'm going to put some down in the description of what I like because if you're doing digital, sometimes you want something a little bit more lively, or even if you're in a room and you feel like you're a person who can focus pretty well, go ahead and try this out. Let me know how it goes though, because I'm definitely not that girl. I need a quiet room. But if I'm doing a craft or something online, I can do more upbeat songs, such as like All I Do Is Win by DJ Khaled, Girl on Fire by me or by Alicia Keys. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one. And feel free if so for me, like these songs are not very long, right? So I would lose focus simply by a switch of a song. So I would just keep having the same song on repeat. But that's just me. I'm a little ADD over here. But it worked out very well for me. So after you're done doing the visualization process, now it's time to believe in yourself. Get rid of any of those limited beliefs, like, oh, I can't do this, or I'm not very good. Or for me, for example, if I wanted to, well, I'll just tell y'all, I visualized a family, right? And a man, a blended family. That's what I'll say, because I was specific. I wanted a blended family and maybe have some more children together. So I erased the belief that I wasn't able to be loved to the magnitude of somebody really wanting to create a family with me. So that was a limiting belief that I had to expunge from my body, my system, my soul, which was easy. However, the part where like believing in myself, that's where it was like a little bit more difficult. I had to do a lot of like affirmations. I love you. You're great. You're smart. You can provide so much for somebody, and then I had to take action. So, putting myself in situations or out there enough to be able to get that family, right? I mean, you're, listen, if I could, well, I can now because this manifestation is coming true. So, but when I was doing the visualization and the manifestation of a family, I would sit my butt in the house, or I would go out to the bars and like watch a game or something, but not ever putting myself in positions where I would find someone to create a blended family. So when this individual just decides to come across a social platform and we connected right away, it was like, what are the chances of that? Like the universe knew that like my ass was not going outside. Like putting myself in places that could allow for that manifestation to come to life. So it came across my phone, which I am so grateful for this man. Oh my gosh, y'all. When he came into my life, let me just say, oh, this is, you are what I manifested. Like, this is crazy. I thought about you the entire time. Like, all before I even knew you, months before I even knew you. You are what I wanted. So, realizing that that was a manifestation that came to life made me really just fall in love with visualization as far as a manifestation technique. Once he came into my life, it was a moment where I had to shift from looking, you know, being open and aware, to allowing things to kind of unfold the way that was natural. I didn't want to force any of my visualization on this new relationship, right? Because if it wasn't natural, that we both would have found out early on, you know? So with that being said, be specific in what you want to manifest. Visualize it. I had a clear-cut visualization of what I wanted in a man, and boom. Months later, he's next to me. Like this is crazy. Absolutely crazy. I visualized how I would feel in that moment of having him, and I definitely feel the safest that I've ever felt. I feel the most love that I ever felt, and that's exactly what I was visualizing. Smiles on my face, high energy, bright aura, gratitude. Being kinder to others, not that I was not nice, but I just am not really a people person. And he brings out the softer side because he's very much a people person. And that's another characteristic that I manifested. I wanted somebody who was more of a people person, so we weren't introverts together. So it would create a balance, a social balance. So to wrap it up, you guys, please practice this. I just humor me and do it. Do it once. Let me know how it goes. Reach out. I definitely like hearing how you guys are doing. The short of it is deciding what you want, feeling the energy of your desire, and being able to picture yourself in those moments. Releasing your limited beliefs. Believe that you deserve this. Believe that this will happen. Believe in yourself. Take inspired action. So do things with a purpose. And then just allow the process to unfold and enjoy. Absolutely enjoy. So that is it for this episode on visualization and manifestation. I hope y'all enjoyed. It was pretty informational today. But I will be putting out a bonus episodes, so be on a lookout for that. And that's going to be about my trip, y'all. I just came back from a trip to Nashville, so I'm gonna give you guys the deets on how that went, and as far as my journey goes, because I definitely had a couple growth moments in there that I want to share with y'all, because each day we should be growing, evolving, And when we are put in a certain situation, that's when that growth and that evolvement that we've been through is going to show. And I just want to share it with y'all, and plus some fun stuff too. So there is definitely lots of drinks, lots of people, high energy, to the point where I came home, y'all, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so drained. So drained. All the energy was drained right up out of me. And that was part of me not recharging my energy every day. So be on the lookout for that episode. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in. Thank you for the support. If you have any questions or anything like that, please reach out, and I will get the Instagram polls going and some more Instagram posts. So I hope y'all have a great rest of your week. Until next time.